Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Good Tuesday, everybody. Sunny day in Detroit. Hope you had a great holiday weekend, a safe holiday weekend. I was up north, and I can't speak for everyone, but I was surprised at how seriously the COVID rules were taken. It was good to see that people are looking out for themselves and for others, and let's hope that it works. And I know we already got the one F you in your mask talk, Doug, text today. We got that out of the way early in the week, Gator.
We did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I say, I hope you're right. I hope that the medical experts on this one are wrong and there's no risk to it, to what feels like a very minor inconvenience of wearing a mask for most people, which is supposed to fight the spread of coronavirus. But I saw in several stores that said no mask, no service. Others had different experiences where in the communities they were at up north, there was no signs of even social distancing, let alone masks. But where I was, which places I really observed, Gator, were Petoskey, Indian River, and Onaway, where Black Lake Golf Course is, which I...
Yep.
Have you played that course?
Nope.
It's nice.
I hear it's great.
It's really nice. We do have a bit of breaking news, Gator. Have you heard of an NHL reporter by the name of Pierre LeBrun? Ring a bell at all?
No, who is he?
He's got a little blue check mark next to his Twitter account.
Oh, then no, I'm not familiar with him. Okay. I'm familiar with the one who doesn't have the check.
That's
where I get my info. I don't know where you get your information from, but around these parts, I trust the guy without the blue check mark.
That's worked out swimmingly for you. Anyway, he tweets out the following. From the NHL, National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman will make an announcement today at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time regarding the return to play plan for the 2019-2020 NHL season. Then he goes on to tweet, so this is to announce the 24-team format agreement that the NHLPA have signed off on. Again, let me repeat myself. The format is just the first step. So many more hurdles to overcome, more negotiations needed between the NHL, the NHLPA, over hub cities, testing, protocols. The format is just step one. No guarantee, yet the 2019-2020 season is completed. No guarantee yet the 2019-2020 season is completed despite the best intentions. Any thoughts?
Well, I like the format of the 24 teams and the thought that the first round would be best of five series, and then you get to the 16 teams and you get to the best of seven series and just get there and finish it off. They played enough games. It's not like they only played half a season. I mean, they played 68 games or 70 games, whatever it is. That's damn near the full season. I'm fine with them going right to the playoffs and getting there. The difficult part is that they're basically going to maybe a 2 or 3 week training camp, and then they're going right to playoff mode.
Yeah.
Which is tough. And, you know, could there be a plan worked out where all the teams get to participate, so even the Red Wings could play just to help, like an exhibition games to get them warmed up before teams turn it over to playoff mode? I don't know. Maybe that's something that can happen in the NBA as well, but it doesn't have to. I'm fine with it not. Would I rather see Red Wings play? Sure. But at this point, they're just going playoff mode, 24 teams, get it going. I want to see sports. Yes, I'm all for it.
I would love to see the Red Wings play. I'd love to see the Pistons play. I'd love to see any local teams participating, anything. Where I mean, I've been watching NASCAR races from beginning to end, Gator. The Coca-Cola 600 is the longest race in NASCAR. Not only did I watch it from beginning to end, I was DVRing it to go back and watch parts of it. I put more time and effort into watching this sporting event than many. I have it a long time because it was a live competition. Would I watch the Red Wings or Pistons? Hell yeah, I would. Do I think they're any good? No, they haven't even been particularly compelling. But I would give I'd give a lot to watch those teams play. Now, this from Pierre LeBrun saying that they've apparently agreed on a format, but there's a long way to go. In the NBA, there are talks, the NBA rather, is in talks with the Wide World of Sports Complex. That's the place in Orlando
on
Disney properties. Now, I will tell you that complex has been hurting because they lost the Braves, which used to be there and did their spring training there. And they just opened up a new spring training facility and left the Wide World of Sports Complex. So I'm sure they would gladly host it.
Here's what's great about that for the NBA. And this, again, I think Adam Silver is brilliant. He's very calculated, very smart, very forward thinking. And I think he's also been smart to be kind of quiet about how they're going about their plans, because their plan, it sounds like it's going to be great. They're going to do probably just a playoff format like the NHL, but having everybody sequestered in that area, probably with families where they can flat out limit the access of them to the outside world, if you will. They can all be quarantined together in the hotels they have in the property, and obviously nobody's staying at the hotels right now. They'll utilize that to their advantage. I think it should work out wonderfully for the NBA. Now, how many games a day are we going to see and how many different courts? I don't know. That's other stuff that has to be worked out. But I feel like the NBA will have the best plan moving forward.
Did you see when their scheduled or their projected start date was?
No.
This surprised me a little. And I'm not mad. I was just surprised. I didn't expect this. End of July.
Yeah, I would guess it would be well into July.
I mean, I feel like
work it out.
With each passing week, there's like slow developments that just as a standard, you know, American living in the country right now, I'm feeling more safe about certain things and less about others, but I'm carving, for what this is worth, I feel like I'm carving a world that I feel like my family can navigate and navigate safely. And some things I feel better about being out in public, others not yet. But so, you know, end of July, I feel like a lot can change between now and then.
Well, I kind of there is a lot that can change, which I think is why they've done it for the end of July. Because if it's going to be in Florida, you know, Florida is one of these states that opened up, and we'll see in the next week what the numbers are. Now that we're past Labor Day, is it okay? Or is it taking a step back? I think they've given themselves some time to allow for it to get under control if there is a spike. I also like it because it seems like we're going to have some staggered sports. At one point, there's going to be all sports played together. But I like that, you know, baseball, the rumor is, could be 4th of July weekend, which would be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. America's pastime play, and you start on, you know, the birthday of this country, winning independence. It'd be awesome. And NHL, I imagine that's also probably going to be a June start. Am I hearing that? Or is that also going in July? But to stagger them a little bit. With the NHL, they've got to get it done because we need to get to the off season. And same thing with the NBA. But the NBA, they start their regular season, usually starts, what, 2 weeks after the NHL starts? So I feel like they've got a little bit more time to work with. But for us locally, with what we have interest in, we're so starved for sports that we're going to watch. Even people that are casual hockey fans are going to watch the playoffs when it happens because we want sports. But I also, selfishly, I'd like to get it going. I want to see it. I want to watch it. I want to enjoy it. And then baseball is going to be going too, and I'm going to be enjoying that. And when hockey's done, I can still enjoy baseball. But when hockey's done, let's get this draft done. Let's make sure the Red Wings get the top pick, get Lafreniere, and let's move on. Because I'm more excited about the offseason for the NHL right now. Well, that's not true. I'm more excited to get hockey going, and then it'll be short-lived, and then I'm going to want to see
the local story is what's the draft format going to be and where are the Red Wings picking. They're the worst team in hockey. There's much discussion about them benefiting actually from this whole COVID-19 thing and having a better draft position locked in because of it. And that's if they get the number one pick, then they get what is allegedly the next stud, the next Connor McDavid type of hype-filled stud, which of course creates an expectation, and that's always scary. But some years there's that guy, and some years there isn't. This year it feels like there's that guy. All right, Gator, Evan sent me a list of celebrities and their handicaps, and I found the celebrity that I think you'd most like to play golf with.
All right.
Right here, right now, I think you'd be like, I'd love that. 18 holes with this guy, I think you would love it, Gator. Love it. We'll get to that at 104. He's an 11.4, by the way.
Okay.
Yep. We'll get to that at 105. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.